237.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. You can bring up anything you want. We're inside hour number two right now, going live until 9 o'clock tonight, and then the 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time hour is a Time Warp hour. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
Don't forget, you can log on at freetalklive.com and experience our many, many things for you to kill time with, including the bulletin board system, the chat room, where we've got a good 8 people hanging out right now in the chat room. The Shrine of Female Listeners is definitely a big draw to freetalklive.com. The last 6 days worth of the show, archived for you, convenient. Maybe you're stepping in and out of your car tonight, or you had to leave to go somewhere and you couldn't catch the rest of the show, you can always log on and grab the whole thing, free of charge. 1-800-259-9231. We did some emails earlier. We're fresh out of those, but you can send yours in at ftl@freetalklive.com, and we might just read it live on the air. In the meantime, we're going to go to the phones and to the fun. Skyler from Sarasota, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, I just wanted to call in real quick to mention we're talking about the age of consent thing and the age of consent being lowered, and I just wanted to mention that, you know, just because the age of consent is lowered doesn't necessarily mean that teens will be having more or less sex. It just means that adults, you know, according to the law here in the United States, would be having sex with younger kids.
Or
so in other words,
Or wouldn't be, depending on the law.
Right, depending on the law. Well, here wouldn't be. Say in Canada, they would be. Now, the other thing is you got to take into account is that there are several states here in the United States that have ages of consent at 14 and even 13. Yeah, absolutely.
I thought
get your information from ageofconsent.com.
I thought it was only Hawaii that was 14, and I thought they recently raised it.
It could be, but I'm not. You can check that out on ageofconsent.com.
Okay.
And that's where you get information on that if you happen to want to know. But
Do me any good.
But teens are perfectly capable of sleeping around with one another too. You know, like for example, the law here in Florida is as long as someone is under the age of 24, they're able to engage in intercourse with someone who is 16 years or older.
That's correct. You know, what really always pointed out to me how asinine the age of consent laws were is if you break it down to days, like if you do take 17 times 365 and then take 18 times 365, subtract one day and you've got a 17-year-old who's 364 days into his or her 17th year, but for some reason they're just not able to make decisions yet until they get that extra 24-hour clock period going. It's just so arbitrary and so silly. It just seems to me like we're not really protecting anybody.
You got to have a time. You've got to set a. There has to be a line.
No, you don't have to. I really don't believe you have to.
Well, I think I can explain why there are less Canadians getting pregnant though, as according to the what your
why
question was earlier. Well, it's because they're having sex with reasonable adults at that point.
as opposed to rapists? I mean, is that what you mean?
No,
it's just because they're older. They're wiser at that point. The girl might be 14. The guy he doesn't want to have a kid.
Well, it's been posited before. I don't remember who it was, but it was suggested that if we were to actually we're talking about removing the education laws in this country, abolishing the Department of Education and just keeping education on a local basis, getting the government out of education, having a free market in education. Someone made the point that if we had a free market in education, kids would learn quicker. Kids would learn and absorb more much faster, and we could literally have kids with a college-age education at the age of 14 or the age of 13 or something like that with free market methods that have yet to be developed. And so, therefore, we really could have kids who were honestly mature adults at age 14 instead of acting like they're 14, instead of acting like they're 14 at age 24, because until these kids get out of college, Manwich, they act like they're 16 years old.
I'm sorry. The fact that a kid can do trigonometry does not make them capable of raising a family or decisions like that.
I didn't say
that. Manwich, according to many, many other societies around the world, and going back into time, the age of adulthood happened at 13 in many cultures.
We ask a lot more from our adults now, Skyler.
I don't think that's necessarily the case.
I think our kids I think our kids are encouraged by the system that they live in, by the society they live in, to stay kids as long as possible. Stay in school. I mean, haven't you ever talked to somebody who's still in college and they're 22 years old or 21 years old versus someone who's 21 or 22 years old and never went to college? I tell you, those people that are outside of college, they are more mature on average, I would say, than the kids that are in college because they've never had to learn what the real world's all about.
And the kids in college, on average, earn more when they get out.
Yeah, but most of them don't even get into the...
Yeah, but that has nothing to do with their maturity. That has to do with the fact that they've got a piece of paper that's going to get them a job.
How great would it be to have college-aged kids being 16 years old? You graduate college at 16 and you get on with your life. Now, that's maturity for you.
I don't disagree.
One of the biggest reasons I've always hated the government education system, though, and I hated it ever since I was a small child, I knew that the government education system was stupid because I wanted to specialize. I knew I was an artist from the time I was 5 years old. And if I had been specializing in art my entire life, I would be a much better artist, you know, than I am now.
Instead, you were
and
forced...
And you couldn't do math.
Yeah, instead you were forced to
I can't do math now. I forgot it all because I didn't care. It was useless.
Yeah, instead you're forced to take all sorts of silly classes. As a matter of fact, I've seen examples of that recently. Crackhead Bill here and Jackie, my fiance, both have been attempting to go to college, and they both are just bombing out on the math classes. They both want to do something with their lives and get somewhere, but they really just have a really tough time with math, and they wouldn't need it really in the chosen fields that they have. It's just so silly, and it really just constricts the supply of quality trained people that we have in this country. Is there anything else on your mind, Skyler?
No, thank you. Thanks for letting me talk to you guys.
No, thank you. Good point. And let's move on to Jeff calling from Canada. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Well, I hear that you're talking about the teen pregnancy thing in Canada.
One sentence out, and I can tell you're definitely a Canadian.
Yeah,
a boot.
And even though the age of consent is 14 here,
yes.
I think that even having sex with someone that young, even while you're older, 18, 19, whatever, that's still pretty taboo here, you know.
Socially taboo. You're saying it's looked down upon socially, but it's not necessarily, there's not necessarily a law against it.
No, I'm not really sure. I mean,
I'll tell you, that's a key difference, Jeff. Social ostracism is one of the most powerful forces in society. If you do something and people find out that you've done something and it's bad, but it's not illegal, and they shut you out, they don't let you join their church groups, they don't let you come into their businesses and shop, they don't talk to you anymore, that's going to make you feel like a pretty rotten individual. It's going to make you want to leave that particular society that you're in. And so social ostracism is a whole lot more powerful of a deterrent than some statutory rape law. And I think that's what you're seeing in effect there.
Yeah, I mean, if this is how society looks at you, then what's really the point of having the law anyway?
That's a great question.
We're not proposing that adults are going around having sex with 14-year-olds in Canada. We're not proposing that at all. We're just positing what are the difference between the statutory rape laws that are, say, here in the United States, Florida being one of the states, and those in Canada where it's 14?
Well, do you guys think that they should raise it to 18 here, or is there any reason to?
Manwich might say that. I don't know, Manwich. What do you think?
I think that adults shouldn't be having sex with kids, and I think that if they are, that there should be legal recourse against them. So, yes, that's what I think.
I say we need to lower the age of consent in the United States to at least match Canada's. So, there we go. We disagree. Jeff, anything else on your mind?
Well, as far as I know, I mean, it's generally assumed that If an adult is having sex with someone,
I'm going to ask you, put your thoughts together, and then we're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231. This is your show. It's a Free Talk Live, so take control.
Congress wants to silence shock jocks by imposing huge new fines for indecent speech. They say they're doing it to protect our children, but we can do that on our own, thank you very much. I'm Jim Babka, president of DownsizeDC.org. I'm also a father. It can be hard to protect your children's innocence. So much programming is clearly unsuited for them. But there's a reason for that. It was made for adults. Being an adult means you can stay up late, eat junk food, watch bad TV shows, and make your own decisions about when to protect your children by changing the station or blocking a channel. But Congress wants to treat everyone like children. What's next? Will they also tell you when you have to go to bed? Tell Congress no. Go to DownsizeDC.org and petition Congress to withdraw their huge new fines for indecent speech. Save your right to make your own choices. Visit DownsizeDC.org and send Congress a message. Don't censor our programs.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience, who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
Hi, I'd like to welcome Alan Glasser, a pharmacist from Mark's Plaza Pharmacy in Vancouver, Canada. Hi, Alan. Welcome to the program.
Thank you, Marvin.
Now, I understand that prescription drugs are far less expensive in Canada. Is that true?
Yes, Marvin, it's true. You can save 40% or more off the regular U.S. price.
What about drugs like Premarin and Lipitor? They're very common.
Those common drugs, you can save 50% off the regular U.S. price.
Now, what about Tamoxifen? I understand you can save 70% on Tamoxifen.
Tamoxifen, you can see a 75% savings against the regular U.S. price.
Now, are these brand name products made by the same companies?
Yes, the same multinational U.S. corporation makes them in Canada and the U.S.
So to save money on prescription drugs in Canada, call the toll-free number for your information package.
To find out more, call toll-free 1-800-840-0686. That's 1-800-840-0686. Or go on the web at www.canshipdrugs.com.
Hey folks, Michael Trudeau here, and I've got a gripe. Recently, construction in my area has doubled my commute time. I'm spending up to 4 hours in stop-and-go rush hour traffic every day. The worst part is there's no good talk radio to listen to. But that doesn't matter to me anymore, thanks to the good people at Freeway Radio. I've got the Sony shortwave car stereo from Freeway Radio, and now I look forward to getting comfortable in my car and hearing the real scoop on the day's news. It's not just a shortwave radio, though. You can also get AM and FM, listen to cassette, and control your CD changer. Call Freeway Radio today, toll-free, 866-404. 3600. That's 1-866-404-3600. Get your own Sony shortwave car stereo today for only $189. Install it in the boat, the RV, or your car. The good news for us is that you'll have GCN programming and crystal clear radio wherever you go. Don't get me wrong, I'd still rather be golfing than sitting in traffic, but Freeway Radio has eased my commute immensely. Call them today at 1-866-404-3600 and let them do the same for you.
Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's the toll-free telephone number. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
You can take control of the show. Just bring up whatever it is that's on your mind, whether it be political or personal. We want to talk to you at 800-259-9231, and that's even toll-free in Canada. We're going to get right back to the phones here in just a moment here, but I just want to reset where we're at. We started in the first hour talking about this case happening in the Tampa Bay area here in Florida. 23-year-old female teacher had sex a few times, at least, with one of her 14-year-old male students. Of course, he probably opened his mouth about it. She got caught. They claim that she has some mental problems, which most likely she does. She probably got touched by daddy back in the day when she was a little girl, and that's manifested itself in what she's in her behavior currently. Regardless of all that, it kind of brought us onto the topic of, well, how old is old enough? What should the age of consent be? Because it's not consistent around the country, nor is it consistent around the world. Around the United States, it tends to range between 16 and 18, although Hawaii had it at 14 for a while. I'm not sure if they still do. I could check it if I had a moment to myself. But and then Canada, it's 14. I know in Mexico, they hardly even have laws about it, but I think they're somewhere around 12 down in Mexico. But we were pretty much just comparing Canada and the United States. Skyler sent us an email at ftl@freetalklive.com, and he basically put some statistics in there. One of those statistics was that Canadian teens get pregnant at half the rate of United States teens. And, of course, this is making for some very interesting chat in our freetalklive.com chat room. Be sure you check that out. So before we continue with the call here, I just want to just reset where I stand on this. I think that we need to repeal the age of consent laws and basically make it so that the people, the predators who are having sexual relations with, taking advantage of, and you were saying, Manwich, that you know these guys are smarter than these. We're talking primarily male, overage males having sex with underage females. You're saying that these guys are smarter and manipulative, and they can get these girls into bed.
I'm sorry, right? But an adult is going to be able to, you know, convince a child to have sex with them.
So that said, I think it's a much better deterrent to have social ostracism and consequences. Now, what I mean by that is if it's discovered, and it usually does come out because these kids just can't keep their mouths shut in most cases, discovered that the 23-year-old teacher had sex with the 14-year-old student, you know she's going to lose her job or he's going to lose his job, and you know that people around town are going to have a real problem. I think most of them are going to have a real problem dealing with this individual. They may even refuse to sell things, to do business with this person, and just total ostracism, shutting them out from the community. That's a voluntary effect, and it happens. And you know what? If it didn't happen, it would really say something about the community you're in, wouldn't it, Manwich?
I would say that it would say that the community accepts it, but
well, yeah, and so really, social ostracism is kind of like democracy in action. I mean, without having the government to back it up, without having the force of the government, social ostracism says, well, if most of the people in the community don't like this act, they will punish it on their own.
I don't feel that's sufficient, personally.
And then there's consequences, which means if daddy finds out that his little 14-year-old daughter had sex with you, Manwich, he's probably going to show up at your house one night real late and beat the living S out of you.
Well, let's be clear that in the United States of America, beating the living S out of somebody is a battery. And if you use something to beat the S out of somebody, then you're aggravated battery.
Okay, you're right about that, and I'm not advocating the use of force. I'm just saying that's a realistic consequence. If you have sex with somebody's daughter or somebody's son, you got a real good chance of somebody coming after you with a baseball bat. Now, regardless of whether or not it's illegal, it's nonetheless a decision that that father is going to make. And you know what? The father might just decide, well, let's see, if I get charged, if I get found guilty by a jury of my peers, then I might spend a little bit of time in jail, but man, it sure would be worth it to see that scumbag's face plastered all over his wall. People might just be able to make, you know, they might just make that decision. So therefore, the act will be punished if the society indeed believes that it's bad. We don't have to lock people up in jail and then have to pay for them. That's the worst thing, man.
You've got to lock your dad up in jail. The fact is, the father should have a recourse.
Well, then he's done something violent, and he should be in jail.
But somebody manipulated
his
daughter.
And that's only if the jury says yes. What if the jury understood?
Sometimes the juries will acquit in those kind of
exactly.
cases. But let's be clear, why don't we have a less violent society and allow the father recourse?
It's not less violent because the cops keep their guns sheathed while they arrest somebody. There's more violence in that case. But let's go back to the phones. Let's go to Jeff back in Canada. Jeff, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Hi. You know, unfortunately, in high schools, at least in Ontario, there's a strange myth that's going around, and the students believe that, you know, you're really only in trouble if you're having sex with someone under 18, and you get in trouble only if they're 2 years younger than you, up until both parties are 18.
Now, how do you know this is going on? Are you a high school student?
I'm an ex-high school student, thank you.
Okay, but it was going on when you were in high school?
Yeah. Like,
can you recap that for me? Because I kind of did not understand it. Can you say that again?
When you say trouble, you mean legal trouble?
Legal trouble, yes.
Okay.
That for someone to have sex with an underage person, it's okay unless you are more than 2 years older than this person.
There's no law. That's just the way things are. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean,
so it's considered a bad thing unless if I'm 18 and I'm having sex with a 15-year-old, that's considered a bad thing in the Canadian society where you're at.
Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
I don't know what the original grounds are for that, but...
It's not illegal, it's just society considers it bad.
Correct? I guess so.
And it's pretty accurate. It's pretty accurate for America, too. That's how it was in my high school.
Yeah, they're just throwing some adolescent flavor on there, so...
Jeff, anything else on your mind today?
No, I'm pretty good.
Excellent. Well, call us again and bring something up next time. 1-800-259-9231 is the toll-free telephone number. It's your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Mike in Kentucky, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind, Mike?
Well, just some of the things that I've noticed over the years on that on this topic is, I know I remember.
Hey, Mike, do you have a cold?
A little bit, yeah.
He sniffs before he says that.
The age of consent to marry in Georgia was just raised like 12 years ago or something. I remember when that happened. It went from 12 to 16, and that is a completely different animal from, of course, what you guys are talking about, age of consent.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is.
I thought, it is, because there are people still alive today that had to ask for their parents' permission until the age of 21 before they could get married. You go back, 80, 100 years, the age of majority was considered 21, especially for a woman. But the age of consent to marry, now I thought this was interesting when I read it, and I think a Bouvier's Law Dictionary from the 20s, the age of consent to marry for girls used to be 12, like 100 years ago.
Wow.
And, I think I have a Bouvier's from like 1890.
Well, that was back in the day when marriages weren't as controlled by the government. So it makes sense.
You were the property of your father until you reached the age of majority.
Mike, did you have more?
Well...
you got to take a break. If you want, if you got more, hang on.
Okay.
1-800, because he didn't have much time. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free 800-259-9231. You want to change the topic? It's your show. Take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
The media is flooded with reports of everything from antibiotic-resistant supergerms to the possibility of a flu epidemic due to a vaccine shortage. If we can't rely on traditional medicines, what are you going to do to keep you and your family healthy and safe? There is now a scientifically proven alternative called Super Silver Solution. Super Silver's combination of supercharged silver and oxygen has been proven to kill hundreds of bacteria and be at least 200% to 300% more effective than any other silver product. Super Silver is the only patented silver product scientifically proven to kill the germs that cause colds, flu, sinus, ear, eye, and respiratory infections. It's powerful enough to kill the deadly staph infection, yet completely safe for everyday use by children, adults, and pets. Call International Health for your free audio information package at 1-800-974-1879. We're so sure it works, we guarantee it. That's 1-800-974-1879 or visit supersilver.net.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Over the river and through the woods, but we're not going to Grandma's. When I come back, I'll give you the 411 on what keeps this woodsy trip safe and fun. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com. Move over, Grandma. Bridges may be great for over the river, but through the woods is too much fun to shortcut. Since many truck and SUV drivers enjoy recreational wilderness driving, here's the Safety 411 on 4x4 off-road adventures. Bring phone, food, flashlight, and fleece for weathering chilly nights and other emergencies. Travel in vehicle and people pairs, 2 vehicles, 2 people each. Drive slowly, steer smoothly, and to multiply the fun factor, take a class for beginning off-road drivers. And don't forget, when the off-road mud bath's over, treat your vehicle to a wash and wax. I'm Bobby Likas. Like us, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly Clark.
May I see your driver's license and registration?
Certainly.
What you doing?
Chewing chocolate.
Where'd you get it?
Doggy dropped it.
Carry on.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. You bring up whatever you want. That's why we call it Free Talk Live, because you're free to call in and talk about anything. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And we're going to get right back to the phones, back to the fun. By the way, you can also email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. And we might just read your emails live on the air. Let's go back to the phones to Mike in Kentucky. Mike, you're back on Free Talk Live.
Well, the interesting thing that I found when I read this in a law dictionary was that, you think about it, it makes sense, was the age of consent to marry used to be, if you go back 100 years, basically, and we're having an agrarian society at that point, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
Age of consent to marry for girls was 12 in a lot of under the common law in most locations, and the age of consent for boys was 14.
Interesting now, that they'd have that disparity.
Well, because girls generally, I think, would be, more mature as far as puberty hits them earlier. You may remember in grade school, all the girls got taller than the boys at one point, maybe
faster, yeah.
Fourth or fifth grade or something,
mm-hmm.
before the boys' growth spurt kicked in or whatever.
Yeah, not only that, they also were a little bit more mentally mature at the same time.
Well, and that may be the way that they're educated anymore. But there's also a whole other wrench in the works here is all these estrogen-mimicking compounds, such as the hydrogenated soybean oil and things like that, the hormones that they give to the chicken.
I think it's the hormones in the meat.
Yeah, hormones in the meat.
We've heard that allegation before that the beef is injected, the cows are injected with bovine growth hormone or whatever, and that somehow being consumed by American youngsters is making them mature at a faster clip. Is that what's going on, Michael?
I think in a large part, if you go back to even like Roman civil law and look at the way that they bracketed their infancy was, I think they considered infants. And even in this country, an illegal, the word infant in a legal term, implies that you're not reached the age of majority, which of course is 21.
Wow.
Because you're impaired in your ability to contract with other people, which, some people say all law is contract. And since our government is based on the idea that we have unalienable rights granted from our Creator, that's the foundation, you cannot enter into a contract which would abrogate your unalienable rights. They are unalienable.
Well, I feel like I'm reading a legal dictionary. You've gone over my head. I'm going to ask you this question, Michael. Do you think we should reduce or keep the same or increase the age of consent in this country? And I mean for all contracting, sex, for signing a contract, I mean for drinking alcohol, I mean everything.
Ultimately, the thing I'm trying to compare here between age of majority and age of consent is that if somebody engages in a marriage or in some kind of intercourse or commerce, as Ben Franklin called it,
okay.
He called it commerce.
Wait, he called sexual intercourse commerce?
Yes.
Wow.
That was his code word for it.
He was quite a ladies' man, by the way.
Yes, exactly. In France, he used that to describe, he said older ladies were more discreet in their commerce.
I see.
He preferred older ladies, but apparently. But anyway, the point is that no contract is going to be valid if you consider marriage a contract. If somebody is not at the age of majority, they could always say, "Well, look, I was still an infant in the law."
Okay, but should we change the age of majority or the age of consent?
No, I don't think so. I think that
you think 18 is the right age then?
No, I think 21.
20. So you think? Do you think that everything should be standardized? Do you think 21 should be the age at which you can drive, the age at which you can join the military, the age at which you can drink, the age at which you can purchase cigarettes? Do you think it should all be one particular age?
I think that was there were reasons behind those laws to begin with. Otherwise, they wouldn't have been established. You know, people thought about it when they established that as an age.
Yeah, but we know our politicians. They don't think,
the age of,
come on, Michael, you're giving them too much credit. They don't think for very long, if at all. They don't even read the bills that they sign.
Well, I'm talking, you know, the foundations of these laws going back 100 and some years. There were reasons for it.
Now, I don't think there was an age of consent back in 1776 or whatever.
Not at that moment. 1776, we didn't have the Constitution.
You're
that didn't
right.
come
yeah,
along
right.
until
That's
1789.
True. Michael, anything else on your mind today?
Well, no, but I just thought you'd find that interesting that the age of consent to marry was for boys. Their parents could marry them off at 14.
Very interesting.
But the girls...
I'd want to get rid of the little brats.
Well, yeah, exactly. Another mouth to feed, and of course, that is you hate to look at it that way, but daughters were an asset that you could barter with. You know, how many cows can I get for my daughter here, you know?
Wow. Back in the old days.
Yeah.
Thanks,
see you
man.
Later.
Wait. Okay, Manwich doesn't want
now
to let
I
you
have
go
a
yet.
Question.
All right. I would think the son would be a hard-working, good, strong back in the fields.
You can't. Yeah, you keep him on for a couple more years, maybe, I guess. I don't know. But, he wasn't considered in the eyes of the law able to to give his consent to be married until he was 14.
Very educational. Thanks for the call,
right.
man. I'm sure we'll hear from you again. 800-259-9231. Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. So what do you want to talk about tonight, Manwich?
I've got all kinds of stuff.
I got something, too. You pick one.
Let me see.
All right, if you can't pick one soon, I'll go ahead. All right. What I want to talk about is the TSA. The Transportation Security Administration. I actually have two stories. I have one about how they've actually been treating people, and then this one, which is kind of an op-ed from Representative Ron Paul. Do you know who that is?
No.
He's probably the one libertarian that we have in the House of Representatives.
Yeah. I recognize the name.
Right. He's from the state of Texas, and he says
he's actually a Republican.
Well, yeah, by registration, he's a Republican. Yes. However, he did run as a Libertarian presidential candidate back in 1988, so there's no doubt about it.
Okay.
This man is definitely a Libertarian at heart. He says, if you traveled by air last week for the Thanksgiving holiday, well, it's obviously a couple weeks ago, you undoubtedly witnessed Transportation Security Administration agents conducting aggressive searches of some passengers. A new TSA policy begun in September calls for invasive and humiliating searches of random passengers. In some instances, crude pat-downs have taken place in full public view. Because what they do is they say that there's an option for the person to take it into a separate room,
mm-hmm.
but I bet you they don't give you that option. You probably have to ask for that option. So they're doing it right out in front of everyone else in the airport. He says some female travelers, quite understandably, have burst into tears upon being groped, and one can only imagine the lawsuits if TSA were a private company. But TSA is not private. TSA is a federal agency, and therefore totally unaccountable to the American people. TSA was created in the wake of September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, although the National Guard, the Department of Defense, the FBI, the CIA, the NSA, and the FAA utterly failed to protect American citizens on that tragic day. Federal legislators immediately proposed creating yet another government agency to protect us.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, that's going to work. Now,
and
here's what I don't understand. The point isn't people smuggling things onto airplanes, making people unsafe. The point is people flying airplanes into buildings is what happened.
This is true.
That's never going to happen again. There's never going to be Americans that allow an airliner to get hijacked in America again.
That's
They're
why
gonna
I
jump
think,
on that guy and beat the crap out of
right.
him.
That's right. That's why I think we need to get rid of the government security at the airports. We'll get into more of this. 1-800-259-9231, unless you want to change the topic, which you can do because it's your show. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
You and your family members getting enough minerals in the daily diet? Not likely, according to the World Health Organization. In fact, over one-third of the global population suffers from some form of serious mineral deficiency, leading to all kinds of disease and disability. That lack of energy you've been blaming on getting older or working too hard is more likely that same mineral deficiency. And kids who may not be doing as well in school or having a hard time studying ought to be considering a lack of minerals, not necessarily a lack of concentration as the culprit. Either way, why chance it? Just a few pennies a day and a toll-free call to See Minerals at 877-835-5555, and you're quickly on the road to more energy and a boost to the immune system. Sea Minerals provides a complete and balanced set of minerals and trace elements found in our oceans. Reclaim that youthful, energetic feeling and restore your good health with the help of minerals from the sea. Call Sea Minerals today, toll-free, 877-835-5555. That's 877-835-5555, or visit seamineral.com.
The 2004 Libertarian presidential candidate, Michael Badnarik, is a Free State Project member. The Free Talk Live crew are all members of the Free State Project. Thousands of people from the United States and the world are Free State Project members. What do these individuals know that you don't? We know that you can have liberty in your lifetime. We're all moving to what may be the freest state, New Hampshire. Once there, we will reduce government and expand the free market. You deserve to be free, and we will be free. Join the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. Call 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org. That's 1-888-532-4604 and freestateproject.org. If you believe in individual freedom, personal responsibility, and limited government, and are ready to do something about it, call 1-888-532-4604 now, or log on to freestateproject.org.
Every hour of every day, someone out there is suffering from hemorrhoids. The pain, worry, and embarrassment can be devastating. For almost a decade, our customers have used HemTab's natural formula to treat the problem at its source, to provide long-lasting relief in even the most severe of cases.
My husband had been suffering from a painful hemorrhoid for years. After the doctor recommended surgery, we didn't know what to do. I ordered HemTab online, and soon after taking HemTab, the pain was gone. A few days later, the hemorrhoid began to shrink. Miracle? Hem miracle, we call it. Thanks, HemTab.
If you're suffering, there's no need to wait. We know how the discomfort of hemorrhoids can interrupt your life. HemTab is the effective alternative that you can trust to help you take control of your health.
Take control of your health today by calling HemTab toll-free at 1-888-437-2259 or visit HemTab.com. Get relief to your door as soon as 48 hours. Call 1-888-437-2259 or HemTab.com.
HemTab, the effective alternative.
You have the power.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. The critique never stops in the chat room, does it, Manwich?
No, they've always got something to say about us.
Toll free, 1-800-259-9231. We'd rather have you say it on the air because it's just more talk radio friendly that way. You can also email us, though. And it's actually, I think it was Jeff who called earlier. He's in the chat room right now, saying that he was nervous when he called in. And, you know, I totally understand.
Jeff has that great call from Canada, right?
Yeah, that's right.
That was a great call.
It was a good call. We've been doing this show for 2 years. And I've been on the radio for seven or eight years at this point now. And I'll tell you what. If I were to pick up the phone tomorrow and call some other talk show, I'd get the butterflies in my stomach.
Yeah, I do too.
I don't know why I just can't help it,
and I have to.
No, I don't know why that is. It's just the way it is when you call. So it's excitement. Don't think of it as fear. Don't think of it as trepidation. Think of it as excitement. You're excited that your voice is going out over this particular radio show, which is listened to worldwide. We just got an email, I think, last night from Tokyo, as a matter of fact. So keep that in mind. 1-800-259-9231. So
was it an email or a call from Tokyo?
It was an email. If you're too frightened to call in, you can always email the show, and we might just read it live on the air. FTL at freetalklive.com. That's FTL at freetalklive.com. So we're going to continue talking about airline traffic and the TSA, and we're reading an article by Representative Ron Paul, just a brilliant man, the only brilliant man in Congress as far as I'm concerned. And he goes on, he's talking about the new rules that the TSA has put into place. And apparently it happened this just a few months ago, basically, where they're patting people down in full plain view of everyone else in the airport. They take something like 10 to 15% of the people randomly. They put a stamp that says SSSS on your ticket, and that means that you get pulled aside and searched in a much more personal fashion than everyone else.
Can't you just say, hey, can I have a new ticket?
Can you say what?
Hey, can I have a new ticket?
That's a good question. I don't know if that would work, though. They probably keep stamping them. Anyway, he goes on to say that...
I often would travel with a friend of mine named Ali El-Haj. I always had to wait for him.
Actually, when I was in the airport, there was a dude with a turban, just totally done up. I just felt so sorry for the guy. I mean, you know that there's a lot of people talking about him behind his back,
sure,
sort of thing. Anyway,
well, you know, and Ali never had a problem with getting what do they call it, stereotyped or typographed. He would just go ahead and do it.
I gotcha.
He understood.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to acclimate people to this, and he gets into this. He says, one pilot stated, quote, I don't want the same people who bring me the IRS and the ATF to be in charge of airport security. But Congress didn't listen to the men and women who spend their working lives flying, so it created another agency that costs billions of dollars, employs thousands of unionized federal workers, and produces poor results. And I gotta say, I was in an airport earlier this year, and I saw four TSA agents sitting down near a terminal where there was no one else nearby, no employees, no passengers. They were just sitting down near a terminal, and they had a table set up in front of them with a couple of wands sitting on top of it. They were just kind of BSing back and forth, just chit-chatting, and I just sat there and watched them. And watched them. And watched them. And eventually they got up, packed up the table, and just went their separate ways. They were sitting there for a good 45 minutes, looking like they were supposed to be there for some reason. But they were doing nothing and getting paid for it. Anyway, he says, problems with the TSA are legion. In the rush to hire a new workforce, 28,000 screeners were put to work without background checks. Some of them were convicted felons. Many were very young, uneducated, with little job experience. At Kennedy and LaGuardia airports in New York, police arrested dozens of TSA employees who were simply stealing valuables from luggage that they were assigned to inspect. Of course, TSA has banned locks on checked luggage, leaving passengers with checked bags totally at the mercy of screeners working behind closed doors.
Mm-hmm.
That makes me feel real good about flying. None of this is surprising.
Now, all this is written by a congressman, right?
That's correct.
I just want to make that clear.
None of this is surprising for a government agency of any size, but we must understand the reality of TSA. Its employees have no special training, wisdom, intelligence, or experience whatsoever that qualifies them to have any authority over you. They certainly have no better idea than you do how to prevent terrorism. The TSA is about new bureaucratic turf and lucrative union make-work, not terrorism. TSA has created an atmosphere of fear and meek subservience in our airports that smacks of Soviet bureaucratic bullying. TSA policies are subject to change at any moment. They differ from airport to airport, and they need not be in writing. One former member of Congress demanded to see the written regulation authorizing a search of her person, so she got pulled aside.
Yeah.
She said, I want to see the law. Well, the TSA agent flatly told her, well, we don't have to show it to anyone. Think you have a right to know the laws and regulations you're expected to obey? Well, too bad. Get in line and stay quiet, or we'll make life very hard for you. This is the attitude of TSA personnel. Passengers, of course, have caught on quickly. They've learned to stay quiet and not ask any questions. No matter how ludicrous or undignified the command, it's bad enough to see ordinary Americans bossed around. I think we read something a while back that said actress Patti LuPone was coerced into taking off her shirt in front of the TSA, literally standing there in her bra in front of everyone in the airport. So people doing things like that.
It doesn't make any sense. And that whole thing about showing the law, you know, there's you can ask a police officer, show me the law that I've just broken. And often cases, they can't do that.
Well, they'll show it to you in court.
Yeah, and we'll show it to you later.
But at least you get a court trial. And yeah, in this case, that's probably not going to happen.
You'd miss your plane if you did.
So he says, Americans have learned to stay quiet and not ask any questions, no matter how ludicrous or undignified the command. And it's really sad what's happening to Americans. We'll talk about it a little bit more. We're becoming complacent even more so. We have to stand up for our freedoms. That's one of the things that we are about on this show. Stand up for yourself. 1-800-259-9231 and take control of the show. Bring up what's on your mind. Or comment on this. 800-259-9231. It's Free Talk Live.
Hey, psst. JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You use deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called NoBO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust NoBO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of NoBO understands what you're going through. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually suits the skin while it attacks bacteria. Now, she wants to share it with you. Still not convinced? Try it. Go ahead, try NoBO. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. NoBO is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NoBO. Check out their website at no-bo.com. Type no-bo.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with NoBO. Call 888-881-NoBO.
Most of us have had a cafe we frequented because the service was so wonderful or the food was so great. The Silver Bear Cafe understands this philosophy and has incorporated these ideals into a website that offers food for thought to nourish the mind. Membership in the Bear consists of a large and growing group of patriots who, like you, realize there are things in this great country that need changing right away. The Silver Bear Cafe provides you with an income opportunity that will provide you and your family with an ongoing revenue stream in return for simply spreading the message. So many of you have been trying to get the message out individually, but collectively, our voices are strong and cannot be silenced. Membership in the Bear will teach you the secrets of financial freedom, how the runaway government is crushing the American dream, why wars are played out across the globe, the fractional reserve system, etc., where we're headed, and what you can do to prepare yourselves. Knowledge is power. Feed your mind and feed your financial independence with a visit to SilverBearCafe.com. That's SilverBearCafe.com. Do it today and preserve this country's greatness for generations to come.
Those dark, depressing days are here. Are you among the 15% of North Americans who suffer from the winter blues? This condition is simply caused by the lack of sunlight during the short winter days. Do you suffer from constant fatigue and lack of energy? Do you have a hard time pulling yourself out of bed in the morning? Do you put on weight in the winter? Is your life on hold till the spring? Check with your doctor. You may be suffering from the winter blues or from SAD, seasonal affective disorder. In all likelihood, your doctor will recommend bright light therapy with one of our special lights. Light up your life. Put some sunshine on your depressing days with a Northern Light. Call Northern Light Technologies at 800-263-0066 and speak to one of our trained representatives or visit us at northernlighttechnologies.com. That's northernlighttechnologies.com. Our phone number again is 800-263-0066.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Final segment of the live program tonight. You get an hour of Time Warp coming up next from 9 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And, of course, we're here 5 weeknights from 7 to 10 Eastern Time. But we also have our Saturday night show, so don't forget about that, from 8 to 10 o'clock Eastern Time. And if you're listening to us on the Internet or directly over a C-band satellite, pick up your phones this week and call your local talk radio stations. Ask for the program director and tell them that you want to hear Free Talk Live on their station. Right, Manwich?
It's got to be better than Rusty Humphries. Come on.
Oh, my God.
Hello, everybody. Rusty Humphries. Wow. Give me a call.
That's just how those guys sound to me, man. Those radio pukers. Seriously. It sometimes is that bad.
I'm sorry. It's so funny. I can't say anything.
All right. Well, let's continue this article here because I want to wrap it up. It's almost done. Ron Paul talking about the TSA. So he's saying that these new regulations are in where they're searching people in front of everyone else, literally patting them down in very, very personal ways in front of everyone else in the airport. Okay, yeah, they can ask to be taken into another room, but that's only if they know that they can ask that. Otherwise, they're deferring to the authority of these TSA agents, who he makes the point, these are just regular schmoes with badges. Anyway, he says passengers have caught on quickly. They have learned to stay quiet and not ask any questions. It's bad enough to see ordinary Americans bossed around in their stocking feet by newly minted TSA agents, but it's downright disgraceful to see older Americans and children treated so imperiously. But any objection, however rational and reasonable, risks immediate scrutiny. At best, complainers will be taken aside and might miss their flight. If they don't submit quickly and attempt to assert any rights, if they do attempt to assert any rights, they'll end up detained, put on a TSA list that guarantees them hostile treatment at every airport, and possibly arrested or fined for their attitude. Airlines should be using every last ounce of their lobbying and public relations power to stop TSA from harassing, delaying, humiliating, and otherwise mistreating their paying passengers. They should be protecting their employees, passengers, and aircraft using private security and guns in the cockpit. After all, who has more incentive to create safe skies than the airlines themselves? But the government won't let them do it.
Now, I understand why they wouldn't want to have guns in the cockpit. I can get that. But
let the airlines make the choice.
They do have, subsonic bullets. You can make guns that are subsonic.
Non-hole piercing.
Yeah, it shouldn't pierce the hull. And they have the rubber bullets. I mean, you get shot a couple of once or twice with those rubber bullets, you really wish you hadn't.
Right. Wealthy Americans are using private planes via increasingly popular fractional ownership plans, while ordinary Americans are choosing to drive to their destinations and vacation closer to home. Even business travelers are finding ways to consolidate trips and teleconference. Who can blame anyone for avoiding airports altogether? He says while millions of Americans undoubtedly welcome any TSA indignity under the guise of preventing terrorism, millions more are not willing to give blind obedience and arbitrary authority. The TSA creates only a false sense of security at great cost, and not only financially, but also in terms of our dignity. How we as Americans react to the authoritarian agencies like the TSA is an indicator of how much we still value freedom over our persons and effects. And I couldn't have said it any better, and that's why I let Mr. Paul do it, because it's just getting worse, and it's getting worse. Congressman Paul. And we're going down the road to totalitarianism, and that's why we're here. We want to save America. Free Talk Live will save America!
Crying out in the wilderness.
1-800-259-9231. The website is freetalklive.com, so log on and get interactive with us there, and we'll see you tomorrow night at 7 Eastern Time.
U.S. Gold.